Hi, this is Larry London. I welcome you to Border Crossings. And today we are joined by a singer-songwriter from the UK, originally from Sweden. And now she's sitting in a home studio, I assume, in London. We're joined by Nina Nesbitt, who is with us. Hello, Nina. It's great to have you here on The Voice of America.
Hello. It's lovely to be here.
Lovely to be anywhere, I guess, on this beautiful day, this beautiful fall day. Now, so I understand the new album is Elskar, which is an album that came out originally a few months ago. Then you've just released the deluxe version of Elskar.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference between the regular and the deluxe version?
Well, it was quite a long period of time writing the album, obviously because of COVID and whatever. So I had a lot of songs that didn't make the album, and I feel like it has kind of two sides to it. It has the poppier tracks and it has the more acoustic tracks. And I was like, oh, do you know what? The album feels very daytime. And I had a lot of tracks that felt a bit more nighttime. So we did a deluxe kind of package called Elskar Nights, which is kind of the more like moody tracks or like the campfire versions of certain tracks. I just think nowadays, like, you can't really go away for too long without having to like build it all back up again. So I feel like people have waited long enough for the new music and wanted to keep them fed.
Yeah, and you wrote all of these songs back home in Sweden.
Well, so I'm originally from Scotland, but I'm half Swedish. My family are in Sweden, so I visit there a lot. And I was visiting my gran, as I normally do. And my publishers were like, you should do some sessions. Stockholm's a really good place to write. And obviously they have amazing musical history. So I did some writing sessions and we wrote half the album in like 5 days. So yeah, just absolutely loved it. And I just think they have there's such amazing producers and writers over there. So it was really cool to collaborate with them.
Mm-hmm. So in living in as many places as you lived and traveling as many places as you've traveled, you know, Glasgow, Sweden, London, the US and other places as well, do you get inspiration for the songs you write from your travels, from the different places you've seen?
Yeah, definitely. I was very inspired by touring America, actually, because I'd never been to America as a kid. And then I got to go to LA when I started doing music. And then the last album really took me around almost the whole of America, which was amazing. And I do feel like even that like really inspired this new album. Like, I've always grown up with American pop music and, you know, some of it Swedish written, but definitely like going there and just being around so much American pop music and seeing the sights, you know, so many beautiful places, or going over to Sweden. And I think wherever you go, it inspires you. And I think you can like hear a lot of like, I don't know, I see like a lot of Swedish things when I listen to the album, like a Swedish winter. I feel like sonically it kind of sounds like that, but definitely lots of different inspirations.
We're talking to Nina Nesbitt, and Elskar, the deluxe edition, is now out, and we'd like to get you to do a song for us. Would you sing something for us?
Yeah, sure.
What are you going to sing?
I'm going to start with a song called Pressure Makes Diamonds, which is on the new album, and it's all about being a woman in the music industry.
All right, Nina Nesbitt, and Pressure Makes Diamonds.
Either I'm too thin, I gotta break out of my skin. It makes me break down, lose my I see myself, I wanna quit. Either I'm a slut, I go with way too many men. If I'm not sleeping with the guy I'm hanging with, must be a virgin. Everybody asks me when I'll settle down and marry, get a house out in the country, have a baby. Well, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to make it through the flying at me, turn it into something catchy and make it into money. Kinda tough, but I'm trying. Kinda done with the fighting. I got the heart of a lion. Pressure makes diamonds. I know the things that I'm wanting, so I'ma work till the morning. I got the heart of a lion, yeah. And pressure makes diamonds. Every year I'm older, I just keep on getting closer to my career being over, 'cause my sex appeal is lower. And I know I'm not a rich girl, my dad were famous in the 80s, oh, but I don't let it faze me. Yeah, I'll just keep on swimming through the patriarchal system, kick them down with my ambition. Yeah, I do it on a daily. I'm just trying to make it through the flying at me, turn it into something catchy, then make it into money. Kinda tired, but I'm trying. Kinda done with the fighting. I got the heart of a lion, yeah. And pressure makes diamonds. I know the things that I'm wanting, so I'ma work till the morning. I got the heart of a lion, yeah. And pressure makes diamonds. Pressure makes diamonds. Pressure makes diamonds. Oh, pressure makes diamonds, yeah. Pressure makes diamonds. Pressure makes diamonds. Pressure makes diamonds. Oh, pressure makes diamonds, yeah. Pressure makes diamonds. I
Border Crossings, that's Nina Nesbitt, and it's a song called Pressure Makes Diamonds. And she's got a new deluxe version of Elskar out. What does Elskar mean?
Elskar means to love in Swedish. So it's actually quite confusing. It's not like a perfect translation. It's the verb for love. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but it's a word that I've grown up hearing a lot. It's, you know, I'd hear my mum speaking Swedish on the phone to my gran, and she would always sign off with like, Elskar dig, or whatever. So it's a word that I've always been familiar with, and the album is more or less about love in all its different forms. And I just think it's like a nice sounding word as well. I think we're in the age of people wanting to learn things. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Scrolling through TikTok, I'm like, teach me something or make me laugh. So a few people were like, really? You're going to call the album a foreign word with a foreign letter in it? And I was like, I think people will be up for learning.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. It's common. There's a singer named Churches who uses a V instead of a U, you know.
That's true, yeah.
So there's a lot of different vowels and letters in words these days. Now, did you grow up on a farm? Are you a farm girl? Did you grow up in the city? What's the background of Nina Nesbitt?
Sort of just suburbs, I would say. Mm-hmm. Just grew up in like a very small town, and then I moved to a village. Most of my teenage years in a little village, so mm-hmm. a lot of farms. I'm not of a farmer family, but a lot of farms in the area. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like touring America, like I definitely seen like a lot of parallels, because I feel like there's so many small, you know, small towns that no one's heard of. Mm-hmm. And yeah, no one's really heard of where I'm from. It's called Balerno.
Balerno!
I would be shocked. But yeah, I moved to London when I was 17. And
wow.
I think everyone needs to leave if they can at some point. I think it's important when you come from a small place to like get out and see.
Did you finish school before you moved to London?
So our school system's like a little bit different, I guess. But I left early, but I made sure I got enough grades to go to university if I needed to. Mm-hmm. But it was never my intention.
And growing up, you were listening to Britney and Christina, is what you said?
Yeah, like I don't come from a musical family, so it was just chart music. My mum, obviously being Swedish, was very into like ABBA and also a lot of pop stars, you know, Mariah, you know, divas, Whitney, people mm-hmm. like that, Celine Dion. Mm-hmm. That's what was in our house. So I think in a way, like it's actually taught me to have a really pop ear with melodies. So mm-hmm. you know, there's some people that are like, yeah, I grew up on jazz and my parents taught me, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, no, like, I love that I grew up on pop music.
Were you classically trained at all? Or because you said no. You had addiction coach, but did you not, you know, your singing training and all that?
No, not at all. I had my first vocal coaching last year with this lady called Lorna, who's amazing. But yeah, it was just kind of self-taught. I picked up a guitar at 15 because I discovered Taylor Swift. And I thought, this is what I want to do. This is like, you know, it's a young girl telling her own stories, like creating her own narrative, playing instruments. And I just thought it was amazing. So Just went online.
And now Taylor Swift discovered you. And I understand she's a fan of yours.
Apparently so, yeah. Yeah,
that's not a bad fan to have. She's giving you props, you know, in several different situations on several occasions. And I know she said you're an artist to watch, to look out for.
I know. It's such a full circle moment.
So are you going to join the Taylor Swift Girl Squad and hang out with her and maybe do a song with her?
I'm here.
Nina Nesbitt is talking with us, and we're talking about Oscar, the deluxe version of her newest album. You're going to do another song for us?
Yeah, I'm going to do a song called Teenage Chemistry.
Teenage Chemistry. Here's Nina Nesbitt on Border Crossings.
Kissing the street lights, I was the one you want. We'd be drinking by the TV in the front room all night long. Over at your friend's house, yeah, they're putting things on their tongues. We're talking about our dreams and you're dancing crazy, making me adore you, wanna know you. I remember the way that we were flying free that summer. We were younger, there was no other. That set my heart on fire. Say we'll be forever true love. Yeah, whatever, like we're still 18. Teenage chemistry, late nights in your sweater, touch lips. Yeah, whenever, like we're still 18. Teenage chemistry, reckless 7-8. Teenage chemistry, hands all over me, yeah. Teenage chemistry. We're running all the red lights just to get me back home. Yeah, you put in some heavy punk music as I let you take off my clothes. I kiss you with my lips shake, 'cause I never wanted something more. I still want you like that when you're driving me crazy, making me adore you, wanna know you. I remember when we were flying free, say it will be forever true love. Yeah, whatever, like we're still 18, teenage chemistry, late nights in your sweater, touch lips. Yeah, whenever, like we're still 18. Teenage chemistry, reckless 7-8. Teenage chemistry, hands all over me, yeah. Teenage chemistry, reckless 7-8. Teenage chemistry, hands all over me, yeah. Teenage chemistry.
Border Crossings, and it's Teenage Chemistry. I don't think that needs a lot of explanation, but what was the motivation for that song?
So, well, the album in general is about love, and I was like, well, let's start at the beginning. And it's about when I first started dating my now boyfriend, who... Well, I was 18 at the time, so it was very much like a, you know, one of those kind of like wild, like crazy relationships in my head, you know.
Whirlwind.
Whirlwind, going out all the time. And yeah, just that kind of, you know, when your whole world just revolves around dating when you're that age. And there's a TV program called Skins that I grew up watching. And I was just like, oh, if I could make a piece of music that sounded how Skins was, you know. So I was very inspired by that, and to kind of start at the beginning. And, you know, I think like that feeling doesn't go if it's the right person, and just kind of about keeping the spark alive. But yeah, it's just about, you know, that kind of crazy rush.
You dated him when you were what, 17, 18, you said?
18, yeah.
And you're still with him? How old are you now?
28 now, yeah.
Wow, that's a lifetime for a relationship.
No, we did break up in the, so we've only been together 7 years now, but yeah, still.
Oh, wow, because normally songwriters, they've got, okay, you know, like Taylor, your inspiration, she's got, you know, so many songs about so many past loves. Where do you get material from if you're in a happy relationship?
Well, I've kissed a few frogs in my time.
That's funny. Nina Nesbitt is our guest, and you are going back on tour. If you're not already on tour, I understand you've had you have another leg of your UK tour.
Yeah, so did UK, some Europe, and then next year I'm hoping to come to America. So fingers crossed.
That would be great. Now, you did put out an album here in the US. The Sun Will Come Up, The Seasons Will Change. It did very well for you here in the US, and. Was it only an American release, that album?
No, it was international. So yeah, it did really well in the UK as well. And I think we hit like 1 billion streams on it, which is crazy. But yeah, I had no expectations for that album. I just put it out. Like I said, I'd only been to America like twice maybe to write in LA, and literally took me around the world. So yeah, I got to go to New Zealand and Asia. Amazing. Yeah.
Nina Nesbitt is talking with us, and I'm reading about a charity that you're involved with, the Equal Program. What is that?
Oh, yeah. So the Equal Program is Spotify, and it's all about women in the music industry kind of getting recognition for the behind-the-scenes stuff. So it's like songwriting, engineers, producers, mixers, etc. And they selected me to be part of the program because I wrote and produced some of it. Produced 4 tracks on the last album, and I've done another one. Like, I've done quite a few. So I think it was just kind of like pushing that and hopefully inspiring more, you know, younger girls that are wanting to get into production and stuff. Because I feel like there's so many coming through now, especially with, you know, there's so many YouTube tutorials and stuff that you can do. And yeah, it's kind of about that, really.
So can you tell me about your next project? I'm sure that you've already, as a songwriter, you're already writing and writing and writing. Something's probably already in the works for 23. What's up the in the plans for next year?
I'm still figuring it out. I think it's hard to like just make a decision, but I've got a few songs that I really love, and I've also been writing a lot for other artists, which has been really fun. So I have some songs coming out next year with them. But yeah, just writing, experimenting, seeing what's working, what's not, and then put some stuff out soon.
All right. Nina Nesbitt's going to do another song for us, one more song. And what's the last song?
This song is one of my favorites on the record. Seems to be a fan favorite. And it's called Heirlooms.
Heirlooms.
Yes.
All right. Here's Nina Nesbitt on Border Crossings.
I know that you don't know me yet. I know your name, but not the rest. Thought I was good on my own. Then I found somebody and made him home. You and me, we still got far to go. But before we do, I wanted you to know that I hope you get my brown eyes and nothing from my darker side. Pass them down like heirlooms. I'll carry the weight of my past, but you won't have to bear any of that. All my selfish ways and anxious heart. forget when I hold you in my arms. Oh, I hope you get my brown eyes and nothing from my darker side. All the things I wanna give to you, I'll pass them down like heirlooms. I'll pass them down like heirlooms. All of the good, none of the bad, all of the lessons that I've pass them down like heirlooms. All of the good, none of the bad, all of the lessons that I've ever had, all of the good, none of the bad. 'Cause you and me, we still got far to go, but before we do, I wanted you to know that I hope you get my brown eyes and nothing from my darker side. How my mother cares too much, the way my lover lifts me up. And I know I'm not perfect, but you can have the best I've got. All the things I wanna give to you, pieces that I saved for you, I'll pass them down like heirlooms.
Border Crossing, she is Nina Nesbitt. Heirlooms is the name of the song. Tell me about that song. Where did you get the inspiration? I know what an heirloom is, but where'd you get the inspiration?
Yeah, so Heirlooms is one of the last tracks I wrote, and I did a session on Zoom, which is a bizarre thing to do. I was sat with my guitar chatting away, and since the album's about love, I wanted to think about all types of love, not just romantic. And this song is about motherhood and kind of like the thought of it. And the writer I was writing with had just had his first kid, and he was just chatting, and I was just like, oh God, I can't imagine what that would be like. And I was saying, oh God, don't you worry, like, you'll pass down negative things to your kid and whatever. And we're having a conversation about that. And it was a song basically just saying, like, I hope that you get all the positive parts of me and the other person, you know, and like kind of seeing those as heirlooms, like passing them down as heirlooms instead of negative things. Because I think like a lot of people in my generation worry about mental health and how that could affect their kid and stuff like that. And it was just a conversation we were having, and I just thought it was a really weird subject to have a song about. And it felt kind of something that me and my friends talk about. And I'd heard a song by Brandy Carlile called The Mother, and I just loved it. And I thought, I love how she's talking about that subject, because you don't often hear that in songs. So it's kind of where the inspiration came from.
Are you starting to hear that maternal clock ticking? Are you feeling motherhood in the future?
Well, I love my dogs and I love my songwriting.
Those are your children right now.
They are. I have many
songs. You have many. Now, where is the most interesting or unusual place you ever got inspired for a song?
Probably my last album, The Sun Will Come Up, The Seasons Will Change, the title track I wrote when I was at the gym, sat at the pool. So I wasn't actually like doing anything at the gym, I was just sat. I'm always so inspired near water. I don't know what it is, but the whole chorus lyric came to me, and then I was like, this is what the album's called, this is it. So yeah, I don't really know. But that was quite random.
Well, we thank you so much for being on the show. And if people around the world want to check in with Nina Nesbitt and find out more about your touring schedule and about your plans and your other posts, where can they go and find you on social media and on the web?
Just Nina Nesbitt. Nina Nesbitt with two T's at the end. Streaming services, social media, website, it's all there.
And we are broadcasting, as I mentioned, to quite a few million people around the world. And in our audience, it's also the troops who are serving the military. Is there anything you'd like to say to the worldwide audience, including the troops?
Hi, everyone. Hopefully, I'll get to sing for you soon. And what else should I say? Thank you for your service to your country, even though I'm not from there. Still appreciate you.
Yeah, well, peace is something we're all hoping for, right? Exactly. That's something that everybody around the world wants. Well, thank you, Nina Nesbitt, for joining us.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to meet you. And when you do come to Washington, D.C., please come into our studios. We'd love to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Nina Nesbitt is our guest. Alscar is the name of the new album. It's the new deluxe version of Alscar. So please do pick up a copy from Nina Nesbitt. And thank you so much for watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.